It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome to Hipsters Hate Us. I'm your host, Vailville Binks. I'll be with you guys for the next hour on Local 107.3 FM. If you guys know this show really well, we're all about alternative rock, indie rock, new hip-hop, new electronic music. But for today's show, we're going to be doing something just a little bit different. We're going to be doing an all psychedelic rock show. This is the third time I've done this. One of the other times with a buddy of mine, The Wizard, also known as Cohen O'Connor. He was supposed to be on the show today, but because of some work arrangements, he could not make it around to the studio, so we have to do this kind of solo. I added a few more tracks. If you do want to listen to his psychedelic show, he is live every Friday from 8 to 9. It is called the Technicolor Dream Show, so check that out. But we're going to be starting this psychedelic trippy ride off with Caravan with Place of My Own.
Someone who gets much too close to me.
Thank you.
The dream is like a song, it leads you out and down. The piper plays his tune, so you must follow. Thank you.
now isn't true, you throw something up in the past about it, you're altogether risky.
Are feeling all right now. You guys are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM with your host Vailville Binks. We just heard in that last little set there was from Elephant Skeletons with Back in Time. And even though we are doing kind of an all progressive rock, psychedelic rock show, I do have to grab a few tracks from the Playbox to reach that Canadian content. But man, that was blowing me away. I gotta listen to these guys more. I think one of the tracks I played from them before was kind of an interlude and it wasn't really doing it for me. But this song, oh, just with its electronic feel and kind of almost like a, I don't know, like a Manchester kind of rock vibe to it. It is just amazing. And though we are doing this show, we are kind of going back in time, just like Elephant Skeletons are saying. Their album is called The Traveler. Please check that out. What you also heard in this set was from Camel with a song within a song. It is a 7-minute track. We did have to cut it down. There are kind of different snippets of other songs within that song, hence the title. And we started off with Caravan with Place of My Own. That is coming from their first album that I believe came out in 1968. Don't hold me to that. I think it's somewhere in there, but I'm not quite sure. We're going to keep on this psychedelic kind of progressive train. This is the Dukes of Stratosphere, which some of you might know is kind of a side project band for a British band called XTC. This came out in the 80s. This is an album where they were trying to kind of replicate the sounds of the 60s, and I think they did it pretty well. So, without further ado, here is the Dukes of Stratosphere with Vanishing Girl.
Is hate us cause they ain't us.
They hate us cause we ain't us?
Thank you.
By this time, the suitcase was getting very heavy, so I rested on a grassy knoll and took a peek inside. As I opened it, out burst a fountain of many coloured butterflies, rainbow game counters, chess pieces, laughing cutlery, tiny chairs and tables, and flying plates covered with exotic fruit.
Yeah. I've lived, I have tasted, I have time.
And we're almost to the halfway point. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. We're kind of doing an all-special psychedelic rock and progressive rock show on this program today with your host, Vailville Bings. You just heard from Canadian classic psych rock band, The Plastic Cloud, with Face Behind the Sun. It has been beautiful sunny days lately in August and just really warm stretch of weather. I do hear we are kind of getting a little bit of a rainstorm this whole weekend, so enjoy it now. Go for a nice long drive on your Thursday and enjoy the sunshine that we are getting today. On the sunny theme, we also heard in the set from Primal Scream with Higher Than the Sun, coming from their 1991 album Screamadelica, which I consider to be one of their best albums of all time. I do know I did play these guys last week on my show, but we can always use a little more Primal Scream in our life, and to me it is one of the greatest. I know it's not modern, 1991 is not modern, but I would call it a modern psychedelic classic. Just a really great song about self worth. If you guys get another chance, check it out again and listen to the lyrics. Just some really great wordplay done by Bobby Gillespie. And we started off with basically a band called XTC, but they did a side project where they wanted to do some old psychedelic rock music. The Dukes of Stratosphere with A Vanishing Girl. And I am a recently single man, so maybe this song is about my own vanishing girl. That's just crazy stuff happening in the studio right now. We are going to be playing into our featured artist of the night. This, of course, is MGMT, coming from their second album, Congratulations. It was kind of not as well received by fans, as they did kind of do a little bit of a detour into the psychedelic genre, as they were more known in the early days for more like an electronic funk kind of sound. But to me, this is where the band hit their stride, and they keep going in a direction that gets weirder and weirder. They have a new album coming out very shortly, and in my opinion, they might want to wane it back just a little bit so they don't lose all their fans. But for me, I love when this band gets weird. This is a 12-minute song. We're going to be hearing it all because this is our featured artist, and because I think, again, another modern-day classic psychedelic gem. So, without further ado, here is the great MGMT with Siberian Breaks.
What is the five fingers? Say to the face!
What?
Slap!
Jet plane making the turn, exciting the brain. expects it to crash and then burn. It's not the life lesson I'd have guessed. If you're conscious, you must be depressed. Or at least cynical. But someone might still eat the steaks, even if they're tough. Spending the day chewing the fat, floating away isn't rough, but it's not enough. Oh, Marianne, pass me the joint. The sandpaper's tangled, getters are surfing the point. And London's a scratch on the lens. It's over before it begins. The silk round her neck falls down to her shoulders. The older I get, the more I suspect they're a trick. But really, there's no trip at all. It doesn't result in a fall or a faltering. Something could spit out the paint, even if it's real. Rolling away, missing the spoke, close to the ground like a wheel, but it's not a joke. Touching the phone, nobly wasting the night, but it isn't right. It's not right. Smelling for blood, praying for rain, running away isn't rough, but it's not enough. We'll be right back.
Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And you guys are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM on our special all psychedelic rock and progressive rock show. In this section of music, this is the first time I've ever done this. The set was just one song. It was our featured artist of the night, of course, MGMT with Siberian Breaks coming from their second album. Congratulations. And yeah, maybe I guys turned you on to some music that, that you never really got to know, because MGMT kind of fell off the map when they released this album because people didn't know what to think of it. To me, it, like I said, it was a psychedelic gem. It really invoked those styles. It really reminds me of something like The Doors would have did with a track like The Soft Parade, which is very much a song that's kind of long and has very different sections, but it has more of the songwriting style of Pink Floyd. And when you think you've heard it all from MGMT, that last little icy kind of, I don't know, glossy electronic section really brings it home to the modern age. So even though it's kind of going back with the old school sound, they really give it a nice little flair that it really does need in the end. Just 12 minutes of amazing psychedelic pop. Hopefully you guys loved it as much as I did. We are now going to be heading into something that's a little more into the weird territory of psychedelic rock. This, of course, is some krautrock music from Germany. Is a band called Brain Ticket with a track called Brain Ticket Part 1. On the album, it is like a song that is at least, I don't know, like 23 minutes long, and it's just kind of this repetitive guitar riff, and this girl is kind of moaning over it. It's a really weird track. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but let's get crazy in here, people, on Hipsters Hate Us. Stick around, because because we got Brain Ticket, Can, and Moon and Six coming up for this great episode. Enjoy. And I just, before we come back to that, I just want to give an apology for Cohen O'Connor / The Wizard, who could not make it for this show, who was supposed to be my co-host today, but I'm kind of truckering along and doing this psychedelic rock music show the best that I can. So get on that train. Here is Brain Ticket with Brain Ticket.
Yeah! Stick around.
Kiss.
man, it's coming to that time, everybody. Vailville Binks has to get going. You have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. And if I can just mention the background music one more time, of course, the theme music for Sonic Mania, which has just been released on Xbox One, PS4, and the thing I want the most, Nintendo Switch, to glowing reviews. I am so excited. I am a huge Sonic the Hedgehog fan, and I'm gracious that they have remade kind of a 2D classic game. It has been considered the greatest Sonic game of all time, and Sonic is a little trippy himself, running around in those loop-de-loops, and he is pretty psychedelic, which is what we've been doing on Hipsters Hate Us with this special psychedelic rock show. You just heard from Moon and Six with Houston, "It's Hard to Know When Your Heart Is Letting Go." I always thought it was Houston, "We Have a Problem," but I guess it's hard to know when your heart is letting go. We also heard from Cam with a track called "Dizzy Dizzy" that is coming from their 1974 record, "Soon Over Babaluma." This was a record where they've lost one of their singers, who is escaping my mind right now. I think it was Suzuki something. And it was considered kind of not a great record by many fans, but to me, I think the band really took over with those lead vocals and just have some really nice, kind of almost reggae feel kind of music to that kraut rock psychedelic sound. And we started off with the trippy, which we could not play the whole 23 minutes, "Brain Ticket" with "Brain Ticket Part 1." And originally, back in the day when you could buy this album, there's actually a caution on it, which would say, like, you know, don't listen to this album more than like once or twice because it will melt your goddamn brain off. So yeah, crazy stuff with a good old "Brain Ticket." Anyways, you guys have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. You can tune in every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Monday mornings from 11 till 12. You can find every episode available on Mixcloud.com. And because of the Radio Exchange, you might be hearing me in other campus and community stations. I want to give another big apology for my lack of co-host today, Cohen O'Connor / The Wizard. But if you want to check that guy out, he does his own show on the station Friday nights from 8 to 9 called the Technicolor Dream Show. If you like the psychedelic sound, he is going to be doing that himself. And guys, just stay tuned for next week, because next week's going to be an all hip-hop show of Hipsters Hate Us, and we're going to have Dan Lapp in at the end of the month doing kind of an electronic house techno thing, which will be our second episode doing a house techno thing. We're going to be finishing the night off with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young with a great track called "Almost Cut My Hair."
Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it wasn't my way, but I didn't. Wonder why I feel like letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I feel like I owe it to must be because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving it an inch to feel, 'cause I promised myself this year I feel like I owe it to someone.